It's absolutely fascinating to watch this shift unfold in the AI landscape, isn't it? Technology companies are fundamentally changing how they manage their workforce and infrastructure.
Exactly. As the demand for computing power grows, large-scale AI data centers are expanding into remote locations. They're going there specifically to access abundant energy and specialized cooling systems needed for advanced model training.
That makes perfect sense, but here, that's where it gets tricky. These sites often lack traditional housing infrastructure. It creates a real logistical bottleneck when you need hundreds or thousands of skilled technicians, engineers, and security personnel just to operate them.
That's a major hurdle. To address this shortage without the high cost and time associated with building new residential communities from scratch, developers are increasingly turning to a specific type of temporary housing known as man camps.
I've heard of those. Originally popularized by the oil and gas industry, these communal living environments offer scalable solutions that place workers close to their work sites in secure settings.
Right. While historically controversial due to concerns over worker welfare and living conditions, modern iterations aim to provide better amenities while maintaining operational efficiency.
It's great to see improvements there, though I am curious about the specific properties being used. Is it true that some are coming from detention centers?
Yes, a notable development in this emerging market involves facility owners who previously managed detention centers, specifically former ICE detention facilities, pivoting their business models to accommodate this new demand.
That is quite a repurposing of assets. What makes these properties so advantageous for the tech industry's housing needs?
They are typically located in remote areas where data centers are now being built, and they already feature robust security measures and basic infrastructure such as water, power, and sanitation systems.
So they skip the utility construction phase entirely. This existing footprint allows for rapid deployment of housing without the need to construct new utilities from the ground up.
Exactly. The transition process involves converting restrictive environments into functional worker housing, but that requires significant investment in privacy, comfort, and community spaces.
I can imagine how important that feels for the tenants. It ensures new workers feel valued rather than confined.
That is the goal. The industry aims to leverage the existing infrastructure of these large-scale structures while retrofitting them to meet modern standards for living quality.
By repurposing this specific real estate stock, companies can support the insatiable demand for computing power without relying on slow municipal planning processes.
This trend highlights a complex intersection of technology infrastructure, labor logistics, and real estate adaptation. It really shows how existing industrial assets are being reimagined to solve modern technological challenges.
The shift from detention facilities to tech worker accommodations underscores a broader economic pivot where necessary housing solutions are found in repurposed structures rather than new construction.
Yes, facility owners are recognizing immense potential in these existing large-scale structures, transforming them into essential hubs for the tech workforce, while navigating the delicate balance between operational efficiency and worker welfare.